It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 seasons of Beaver hockey, some of the best people to wear the green and white have been named as team captains. Tom Ceratori joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Tom Ceratori became the head coach of the Beavers in 2001. In his 17 seasons in Bemidji, he's had some great captains. The first Beaver team to play in the WCHA was captained by Matt Reed. Matt could have left early for the NHL. What made Matt Reed a great captain was the fact that he never wanted to leave unfinished business.
Reed was just a high character guy, and when you look at Reeder as a captain and as a person, all he did was work. He didn't say much either, but Reeder kind of had a, Reeder was another serious guy. Reeder never liked joking around on the ice. He wanted to, like when we stepped forth on the ice, he was kind of a coach too, like, hey, we got business to do. You know, like he wanted to get better, he wanted the team to get better. And he was another guy, kind of like Wentz a little bit, where he was really, what coaches say you got to do. His relationship and mine really evolved. I think it was a little different. It was a little different probably than the other guys because it was crazy from a sophomore year on with the NHL, and is he going to come out and is he going to sign early? And, you know, with NHL teams coming his junior and senior year, it was crazy. It was chaos. Him and I probably developed a different type of relationship where, yeah, it was coach and player, but it was almost like he was like an assistant coach and I would talk like that because it was just kind of a different culture with him. And that was the first time I really encountered that kind of craziness with a guy being courted, you know, to the National Hockey League.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.